This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The death toll in Lebanon rose to 12, including two children, the country's health minister said on Wednesday, after pagers used by hundreds of members of Hezbollah exploded almost simultaneously in Lebanon and Syria Tuesday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Taiwanese company Gold Apollo says it authorized its brand on the pagers that exploded in Lebanon and Syria, but that another company based in Budapest manufactured them. Pagers used by the militant group Hezbollah had exploded near simultaneously, killing at least 9 people, including an 8-year-old girl, and wounding more than 2,000. Hezbollah and the Lebanese government blame Israel for what appeared to be a sophisticated remote attack, as people sat in cafes or drove cars and motorcycles, the pages in their hands or pockets started heating up and then exploding, leaving blood-splattered scenes and panicking bystanders. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterated the fact that the U.S. was not aware of the plan at a press conference on Wednesday in Egypt.
The United States did not know about, nor was it involved in, these incidents, and we're still gathering the information and gathering the facts. Broadly speaking, we've been very clear, and we remain very clear, about the importance of all parties avoiding any steps that could further escalate the conflict that we're trying to resolve in Gaza, to see it spread to other fronts. It's clearly not in the interest of anyone involved to see that happen.
Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has accused the U.S. and its allies of backing the attack, saying, quote, the incident once again showed that Western nations and Americans fully support crime, killings, and blind assassinations by the Zionist regime in practice, end quote. Iran is the chief supporter of Hezbollah. Many of the group's fighters were killed and injured in Tuesday's explosions. This is VOA News.